Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Dude, we should trade seats for an episode.
No.
Please, man.
I like my chair. On, we man. Each got to choose our chair.
We should trade seats for just one episode, Ryan. We're going to record hundreds of episodes in these chairs. Just let me try that chair out once.
Are you regretting the chair that you're sitting in?
I love this chair. I just want to know what it's going to feel like sitting on that side of the room.
Well, you can do it.
You want to trade seats?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be so weird.
It's a crazy podcast.
Whoa, we're starting off crazy.
Oh, let me get my drink. Woo.
Okay.
How's it feel? Ooh, warm chair.
That's nice.
It's warm.
I do. The reason I chose that is because the back support makes you kind of like, it's a bit stiffer instead of like, you feel like you're going into this cushion, I guess.
Now, I'm making an effort not to get too close to this microphone.
Uh-huh.
Because I've kept in mind what this microphone has been through.
And will continue
And will continue
through.
To go through. So I'm trying to stay on this. How does it feel, though, being in my seat?
It feels nice. It's a nice chair. It's a nice seat. You got a nice view. You have our Tom Brady poster to look at.
Yeah. Well, you can actually see outside. So I'm jealous of you because I can't see outside.
Well, you can see the cracks. Over
yo, let's
there.
Open the window.
Do it. You won't. Pussy.
Yes, I will.
Pussy boy, open that goddamn window. Oh, that looks beautiful.
Why don't we open the window in here more and get a little more natural?
Oh, it's so nice. A little bit of natural light. Oh, hell, I can see it all now.
Yes.
I can see the neighbor's backyard. I can see our driveway.
Holy crap.
Lois.
It's episode... Oh, my God. It's episode...
What was that?
I don't know.
Did you see my face right when you said that?
Yeah. You're
like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's episode 206 of the... I don't know what I'm doing.
It just became Canadian.
It became like Australian, like a butchering of Ross's accent.
Holy crap, Lois.
Holy crap, Lois. It's episode 206 of the Super Mega Cast.
Peter? Peter? It's episode 206.
I can't
Peter,
do it any better.
It's episode 206 of the Super Mega Cast.
Peter, 206. Nice.
Peter, it's not 205, it's 206.
Dude, It's good to be here. Another good week at the Super Megaplex.
Yep.
Working hard or hardly working. You know what I'm saying?
A little of both. A
little bit of both.
You know.
We shot a bunch of videos this week.
We did more next week. You know, we're finally getting back to that good old just regular schedule.
That grind, baby.
To all those who were getting worried that the end of Super Mega was nigh... because we weren't uploading as much, don't worry, we just sometimes do that, and this has probably been the biggest one of those, just because of all the excuses we've listed before. Y'all know. But we're back. I'm back in black.
You are wearing black. Yeah, you're actually wearing a Super Mega shirt.
Yep. Can you tell that I'm out of I need to do my laundry?
Yeah. Every time I know when you need to do laundry, because that's when you show up wearing Super Mega merch. And I'm like, you wouldn't normally wear that, would you?
This is no, I mean, like, I'll wear this around in my house because it fits nice. I honestly,
it does
like,
look good.
I feel like this sweatshirt fits really nice. It doesn't hold on to my rolls and my fat and my titties and all that. So,
Nice. Well, it looks good on you.
But I did start working out recently, actually. After gaining a lot of fucking weight, too, I gained it back again because I love eating.
I just realized two-thirds of your outfit designed by yours truly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all can't see it, but I finally got my hands on a Matt Watson hat. It's my favorite hat, and I'm not gonna let you guys know what it is because you guys will never be like, oh, his. I'm kidding. It's the slime one.
You'll see it in the video.
It's the turquoise one.
There's lots of videos with it actually coming out soon.
Yeah, it's like my new hat.
Whoa, dude, wearing. Your hair looks fucking good right now.
Yeah.
No, don't. It looks really good right now. Like it's like, oh my god, dude, your hair looks. I gotta take a picture of this, man.
Wow, really?
Your hair looks fucking killer right now.
It's because the hat hair helps. I've always noticed that the hat hair will help calm the hair down, but I don't think it would look good.
God, what a sexy ass man. Holy shit.
Let me see what my hat hair looks like.
I saved this so I can masturbate to this later. Look at this. Look at how like it's kind of swept back behind your ear a little bit. Ryan, God damn. That's why you're the heart, dude. Because
that's why you're the hardest one of Super Mega.
Because look at me, man. I'm just this scrawny little fucker.
No.
With dude. A nasally voice.
No, you got that fucking smirk.
Smirk?
You're tall, you know?
Have you seen my side profile, Ryan? And ain't looking too good. Ain't doing me too many favors.
I know a few fans, men, women, and all the rest of them that would say that their nether regions get a bit quivery when they look at you and your profile.
Okay, well, I'd say that the majority would say that about Ryan McGee, not Matt Watson.
Well, just know that I'm obviously I haven't taken it to heart. Otherwise, I would actually have done something about, you know, the state of my body, and I would actually try to look somewhat decent, I guess.
Just got breaking news. Epic Games is suing Apple.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Maker of hit video game Fortnite sues Apple after games removal from App Store in dispute over payment system. So earlier today, this is probably old news by now, but Apple took Fortnite off of the App Store because Fortnite changed the value of V-Bucks. So they made them a little bit cheaper. Is that what it was?
Yeah, they made them cheaper. And I think the whole thing is like Apple with Apple Pay, usually whenever a company uses Apple Pay, I might be totally wrong on the numbers, but they do take, I want to say it was almost 30, but it's a nice little chunk of change when Apple Pay is used. Apple pockets a good bit of it. And so I don't think they wanted to get rid of that wonderful deal of theirs, I guess. I don't know.
And now Epic's going to sue Apple.
Yeah, they are.
The first trillion-dollar corporation.
Wait, what?
Apple.
Oh, I thought you're like Epic is going to sue. Okay, Epic's not the trillion-dollar corporation.
Epic
like,
will hit it soon.
No way.
Sure. I'm pretty sure Apple's valued at a trillion.
Well, I believe that. I was just talking about Epic.
That's fucking ridiculous, dude.
Did we mention on the last podcast the bad news?
What's the bad news?
For me, at least. How I legitimately have nothing to fucking look forward to this year.
No, we haven't mentioned it because it happened in between the episodes. This is a hard one for you, man.
It is.
When you said this, my heart dropped for you.
You know, I'm playing it up for the bit, but of course that comes with a bit of truth.
You're not playing it up for the bit, dude. I saw when you first found out.
Yeah, I was very upset. I was somber.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's get it out.
So Halo Infinite was delayed till 2021, which is honestly, it's a good thing, I guess, at the end of the day, because it gives them more time to work on their game, right? You know, there's that classic quote that's been shared to oblivion. A delayed game will maybe be decent, but a rushed game will make a lot of money, or whatever the quote is.
I think that was it word for word. Anonymous.
No, it was actually like, a delayed game will be good, will be forever good, and a rushed game will be forever bad, or some shit like that. Whatever the quote is. But it's like, I understand that, and I understand the sentiment behind it, but it is kind of disappointing that Xbox will not have a launch for its new console, that being Halo. Halo hasn't had a launch with a console since the original Halo Combat Evolved for the original Xbox.
Man, that would have been so perfect.
I know.
Why don't they just do what Epic does and really crack the whip on their employees and force them to work overtime?
Well, See, for some reason, some journalists started doing stories, and now game studios can't crunch.
Yeah, so thanks a lot, journalists.
Which I was thinking about it with crunch and everything. Like, I actually, in my heart of hearts, when I think of a movie or a video game, God, what is going on? This stupid carbonated stuff is making me burp a little bit more. But anyways, when it's a movie or a video game, you have like hundreds, sometimes thousands of people meticulously working at this one thing. Could you imagine if like there were little personal like amazing statues of wonderful quality you could buy where it took like a whole bunch of different people like hundreds of hours, days and days of constant work and tweaking. And all of a sudden it's like, yeah, just go watch this wonderfully crafted thing for, let's say $15. It's like, okay, yeah, 100%. Just like, but then you think of someone selling like a handcrafted wood carving of your dead dog, Jeremy, or something. Dude, that'll cost like over $100. I don't know. I know one is a memory of a dog, blah, blah, blah. But I think that sometimes it's a bit underestimated, like the amount of work that gets put into games and movies. I'm not saying,
oh my
like,
God, yeah,
they should be cheap. They should be more expensive. But it's just like there's so many people involved with those projects that put a lot on the line or put like a lot of their time and effort into it.
It's also crazy, you know, just the way, I mean, I know it's just how it works, but like how much money a video game will make versus like the people that actually did all the work, how much yeah. money they make. But yeah. it's fucking the amount of work that goes into big AAA, not even AAA titles, like indie games. When you have a team of like 1, 2, 3, 4 people working on like a game, like that takes so much work, like yeah. so much ridiculous amounts of work. I'm pretty sure Stardew Valley is made by one person.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. See, that I wish I had that kind of drive, because I'm trying to get more into game development because I've always wanted to do it. But to think of like making something like Stardew Valley all by myself, that's the dream. Like, that seems like that'd be such a fun project to work on.
But that would have to take up like
years,
all of your productivity.
That's all I would years. Have to do all day.
I mean, just look at even I'm not, this isn't a diss, but Dream Daddy was a dating sim. Very just kind of, you know, 2D art, whatever. But you and I saw the production, regardless of like just what one would think of, you know, oh, they didn't have to 3D render all this shit and do blah, 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 all that. But like, it was still like there was a lot of people working on that really hard, and they spent a lot of their time.
Yeah, it took forever.
Yeah. And they finally got it out. I remember it's just like by the end of it, it's just like, whoo, we finally got this shit. They just wanted it out. They just wanted it released.
I know.
It's just like, oh my God, it's felt like such a pipe dream for the longest time that this thing is going to release, and then it finally did.
It felt good to see them. To see them all so happy.
Yeah, people work hard.
Well,
which is the direct kind of like, I guess, argument where it's like, I want to believe that this time for the delay is going to go into, you know, polishing the game and making it perfect. But it's still a bit wary that they were actually about to release this. Like, they were releasing like very big promotional stuff. They were ready to release it for holiday. I think it was the fan backlash that probably stunted them and were like, maybe we should
You think so?
Yeah, because I mean, they were doing things of not releasing ray tracing like on launch with it, with in terms of the Xbox Series X, ray tracing being something that could take up a lot of, I guess, memory or hardware, or just it requires the next gen console to do. And so when you don't have something in there, that one specific thing being just one out of the many things that I guess they have to fix. But I forgot what I was going to say.
Perfect end of a conversation. Just, I forgot everything else I was going to say.
Yeah.
Well, I've been.
What was I saying? What was I in the middle of saying?
I don't know, dude. I was thinking about big boobs.
You were listening to me?
I was thinking about big boobs.
You're thinking about big boobs?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, imagine Craig with big boobs.
Who's Craig?
Because Craig's the meme of the brute
Oh, yeah, the Craig meme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been playing Yakuza 0, and I was just thinking about how many hours of work had to go into that game. Because if the game is, like, 60 hours, then I'm, like, a lot more than 60 hours of work.
How far are you into it?
Probably, like, 7 hours right now.
Have you gone to the chat bars?
That's not in this one.
What?
This one takes place in the 80s. But I do...
I think I played... I didn't finish six.
You started playing six, but what I did was... I went into a little place where there's CRT TVs and boxes of tissues, and you can unlock and watch different like erotic videos, but they're just it's just real videos.
That well, it's the same thing in Zero where it's like they never show anything, but it's kind of like
no Zero's the one I'm playing,
huh?
You're talking about six.
Yeah,
six
sorry,
is the one
six,
with the chat
six.
Rooms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Six. I just remember you. There were the videos of girls. I guess you can collect or whatever on the chat thing, and they never show anything or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's just weird seeing kind of like it's like this is porn, but we have to PG-13 it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because they don't show anything, but it'll be like a girl like blowing up a balloon.
Yeah,
like in a mini skirt, and it's like I think this is hot. I think so. And then it ends, and then it shows the box of tissues, and the main character's like, oh. And then I got a trophy. That was called I Did It for the Trophy.
Well, the thing is, you have to, like, spend, I think, I think money. I can't remember what you have to spend it on in six to buy them. But I bet you this is a problem with some people where it's like, oh, this one, she almost showed a tit. I guess maybe the next one she will. No!
I think that's the whole draw to people like Belle Delphine and stuff too, because it's like they never show anything, but every guy is like, you know, next time's gonna be the time that she's gonna do it. She's finally gonna do it.
Do you think? Do you think she'll ever show anything?
I mean, why would she? She's gotten this far, made this much money and fame without doing it. Why would she need to?
Exactly. It's just like an extra step. It's not. I feel like
maybe when she's desperate for money, if she ever hits that point.
Maybe I just feel like in some way. Not saying anything about people who do full nudity, but I can see from her perspective how she could see it as devaluing her business strategy. You know what I mean? Because that's a very obvious take, but it's if once she does that, Pandora's box is opened, and now everyone knows what her nipples look like, what her vagina looks like,
that's
what
the
her
thing.
Butthole looks
exactly.
like.
And people keep coming back because it's the mystery there. It's
yep,
like,
they're like, oh, maybe.
Oh,
this
I saw a little bit of areola. Oh, I know the color of her nipples. Oh, well, come on. Oh, what is she gonna show next? Oh my God, she's fully naked, but the bubbles are covering her creases.
Yeah. But look, she's been very successful. She makes a lot of stuff that could be deemed as cringe, but hey, she's working that grind.
In more ways than one, brother. Sexual jokes.
She definitely figured out how to utilize business strategies. You know, she should teach a business course.
She's one of the big ones that did that. Is it just because she started doing the what is it called? What's that style of e-girl called? Like, whatever.
I don't know.
Not kawaii. It's just the very Japanese-esque, you know, anime, I guess.
Like the white girl's very weeaboo-ish doing
it's
like
the whole thing where it's like they cross their eyes and stick out their tongue and then throw up the peace
signs. Oh,
ahi
gal.
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I knew you knew what the name was. I just can't remember it because I have a tiny little monkey brain. I wish I had big brain.
You wish you had big brain like
I wish
like
I
you?
Had big brain like you.
I wish I had nice hair like you.
Oh, wow. That's
big toes like you.
Oh, I need to cut my toenails.
Cute little toes. God, those are cute piggies.
Thanks, man.
But I saw a billboard for Riley Reid the other day. Like a billboard.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I was like, whoa, she got her own billboard and everything. And it made me just really...
Horny.
Made me really horny. I was driving by. Next thing you know...
She'll never have sex with us.
I had such a big erection. Dude, she could have sex with us. Dude, what if she were to do a porno where she fucks two Let's Players?
Do you think if we did an R-rated, like, super mega sketch music video that was more so, like, a comedy than anything else, but she just happened to be in it and we had sex with her, that she would do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think so.
She liked No Nut November.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does she follow you, though?
No, but I heard from someone that knows her that, that she was singing it like all day around her house. So
okay.
That's an in, you know?
Damn.
Well, so we could maybe have sex with her now.
Oh, damn. Okay. You know? Well, I mean, I didn't sing No Nut November.
Yeah, but you are, like I said, the heartthrob of Super Mega.
No, I guess, but you know, she's used to all those porn actor guys with the six packs and the muscles and
yeah, but what she want maybe what she wants is something real, Ryan. Maybe she's sick of the fake bullshit.
Do you think so?
Maybe she wants something real.
Dude, I could just imagine it now. Her coming to pick me up from my house in a she's fully naked in a children's toy car.
Get in the passenger seat. Give her a little kiss.
I still can't
on
get over that.
That
all,
video?
All I'm thinking of is like, could you imagine me doing that and getting away with it?
Like
driving around, jerking myself off in a children's toy car in
a neighborhood, like a residential neighborhood. Because if you did that and posted the video, I guarantee within 2 days there would be a knock on your door from the police.
Yeah,
and they'd be like, "You are now a registered sex offender."
She gives kind of like female Jake Paul energy to me. If Jake Paul were a porn star,
Jake Paul's gonna do it at some point.
You think?
He's going to have to show his penis at some point.
I could see. I mean, Tana Mongeau has started revealing her breastises.
Say what?
Yeah. Her big balloons.
She been showing
her? Her bulging baboons. That's what I'm going to call breasts from now
her
on.
Her voluptuous.
Her bulging baboons.
Her voluptuous sandbags.
Yeah.
Whew. Has she been nipple too?
I mean, those dust carriers can really make a grown man purr. You know what I'm saying?
Dust carriers? Those, bags of cheese.
Those sag bags.
Sag bags. My favorite term for bra is over-the-shoulder boulder holder. That's still, like, the best one. We gotta get banana hammocks.
Yeah.
We should, okay, so remember how we used to have Wiener Wednesday at the office?
We did.
Which was just, basically, you had to walk
what
with your...
What happened to it?
I don't know. You have to walk with your wiener out of your zipper all day around the office. Thank God no women work here.
Yeah.
Because that'd be a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Well, it's a men-only company. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, ladies. This Super Mega is for men only. But basically, we should have banana hammock Monday or just something where we have to just all day we work in banana hammocks. You know what a banana hammock is?
Like essentially a thog.
But it goes around your shoulders.
Ooh.
Like,
so like
what Borat did. Yeah. I would love to get one of those. I'm going to the beach tomorrow, actually. So maybe I should...
Where?
I don't know. Someplace up north. A secluded little beach.
Ah.
So I'm thinking about maybe seeing if I can get myself one today. Wearing it tomorrow.
Would you wear it at the beach?
Yeah, of course I'd wear it at the
Why
beach.
Why would you wear it at the beach?
I want to make a statement.
It's funny.
Actually, I want to see right now. We should sell Super Mega banana hammocks. Let me see how much they cost on Amazon. So I'm sure there's some good ones. Get like an American flag one or like, are they actually called banana hammocks?
I mean, I'm sure you could search it up and find them by that way.
Here's a thing to hang bananas on. No, I can't find one on Amazon.
Do you like bananas?
It's just things that hang. Found one. Okay. Men's mankini. A mankini?
It's called a mankini?
Oh, dude, these are sick. Ooh, should I get green? It has, it says, men's mankini swimsuit thong Borat style, V-sling stretch, sexy underwear. I love that, like, even though this was a thing before Borat, now it, like, they just put that in the name because people know
sell.
It. I can see this man's penis on Amazon through
Well, if you wore one, people would be able to see your penis.
Well, I would not be posting pictures of myself wearing this.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I could see it.
I like that one of the pictures on Amazon is just a picture of Borat with his thumbs up. Okay. I'm going to order one right now. One size? Hell yeah. Select size.
Do y'all still have nudity day in your household or whatever it's called?
Nudity day?
I forget what it's called.
We don't have nudity day. We had one night of seeing what we were testing to see if what it's like to be a nudist. And we closed all the blinds. Which
oh,
walked around naked.
I feel like nudists are a little more nature-based. They spend more time outside.
Well, see, with quarantine, we can't be going outside.
You gone in your backyard.
Well, see, my next door neighbors have a balcony and middle school sons. So,
well, it's on your property. It's their fault for looking out the window.
That is true.
And spying on you in your residence.
Exactly. Exactly. So if they see something, that's too bad. Oops.
Go home. Tell dad, who will probably beat the ever-living shit out of you, but...
Just go not answer the door naked, punches me straight in the face.
Hey, what's up, Chad? His name's not Chad. You just call him Chad.
Yeah. Well, would you be okay if we had, like, nudity day at the office?
I mean...
It felt freeing. I still feel a little uncomfortable when I'm naked, just, like, naturally for some reason. But
I like having underwear on. Mm-hmm. I like having, even though it's.
I don't like sleeping naked.
There's just, I actually slept naked recently because of the whole laundry dilemma. But I ended up, you know, getting a few pair of underwears washed and all ready. Just not any clothes, unfortunately. But Matt,
yeah.
The important thing is,
mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The important thing is, I can't push one out.
You were trying.
I was trying.
Careful, don't.
I think it's a log and not any air, you know?
You want to go get it out?
It's fine. I can keep it in there.
So we can do some ad reads while you go get it out if you want.
Okay.
Okay.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey guys, I'm going to bring it back before Ryan's done in the bathroom. Just have a little chat with Matt, a little one-on-one time. Because I know lately... You know, daddy's been staying at work a little later, hasn't had time to come home and throw the ball around in the front yard with you. And I know that's tough. I know maybe it feels like dad doesn't love you as much anymore, but I figured right now be a nice little time just to catch up one-on-one. So, sport, what do you say you and me go outside and throw the old pigskin around? Hey, does that sound good? Maybe if you don't want to throw the old pigskin, maybe we can go get the old baseball out, the old mitt. Maybe toss a couple balls back and forth. You know? Play catch. Have a good old time. And if that doesn't fit your fancy, son, then maybe we could just stay inside and do a puzzle. How's that sound? Maybe a 500-piece puzzle? If that's too hard, we can do a 250 or 100-piece. Or if puzzle's not what you're into, maybe we can start a lemonade stand. You know? Think about it, you and your old man, twisting lemons getting the juice out, putting some sugar and some water up in there, selling it for 25 cents a pop. Son, we're going to be rich by the day's end. And not only will the money be in our pockets, but we will have the joy and satisfaction in our hearts that father and son came together and did something beautiful. All right, that's the end of that bit. I'm going to wait for Ryan to finish taking a shit. Oh, here comes Ryan. How was it?
All done.
All done?
Yeah.
Still wish we had a bidet in the office, but that's fine. Oh,
oh yep. Yeah, see, the table's broken over there.
That's great.
Well, we don't have a bidet in the office. What, are we poor?
I know.
We should get one. Make Jackson set it up.
I mean,
that's his job. Yeah. Force him to do all the shit we don't want to do. That's basically Jackson's job description.
Yeah.
Do the shit we don't want to do.
Sometimes post on a social media account every now and then, and then halfway build something, and then we finish it.
It's like the race car setup we have right now.
Yes.
For American Truck Simulator.
You know, I saw him working on it yesterday.
Yeah. He was doing a real good job. Jackson's at the Grand Canyon right
and
now.
He actually attached the wheel to a table instead of the
thing that we bought.
Yeah.
The metal frame that the wheel goes on.
That's cool. That's fine.
That's fine. Well, the metal frame's not really working out that well anyway. So.
No, I mean, the whole setup isn't working out that well. Those three episodes are some of the most hectic episodes of Truck Simulator. This sounds like, oh, it's an ad. Those.
Now, if you haven't watched Truck Simulator, you're going to want to watch these.
Oh, you guys are
going to
want to see these. It actually does, though, because we cannot figure out how to, like, work this goddamn steering wheel pedal setup that we bought. And it keeps falling apart while we're playing. And we also learned that you can flip your truck. So, very fun episodes. And, dude, I was amped up on some G Fuel.
We got Fall Guys coming out soon. Several mail videos, too. What else we got? Okay. Oh, we got
that one good video coming out. We got that monkey tier list video.
We do. That's coming out. I don't know when. Hopefully, probably next week.
Whenever that bastard Justin finishes it.
I think I called him like a few hours ago. He's working on it today. He was working on it yesterday too. So it might be done today.
Good Justin.
It's one of those videos where you just have to cut a lot.
Yeah, just gotta do a lot of cutting here and there. But I'm excited to see it. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
That's one of those videos where I'm like, I'm going to watch this one.
I definitely think a mail video is coming out like
this week.
Should have already come out by the time this airs.
Hope so. Depends on.
Because it's ready. I mean, it's up on the, right? We just need the.
Is that the final version?
I think so.
Oh.
I rewatched it in the beginning and everything. It looks fine to me.
Tucker texted me.
Yeah?
Sending me naked photos of himself again. So
no,
I said that makes me very uncomfortable.
No
Please
way.
Stop. Yeah. I have seen a nice naked photo of Tucker.
What are you doing when you get home after this, Matt? Like, what do you typically do? I'm sure it's not like, oh, every day's a mystery.
It is, actually. Most days, it's a mystery. When I get home, first thing I do is I drink my testosterone powder, mm-hmm. make a little shake with that stuff. I'll invite my girlfriend over, beat her, send her home. Which is just a side effect of the testosterone stuff I take. And mm-hmm. she understands. She's very sweet about it.
Yeah.
Do some push-ups, take a nap, jerk off a couple times, and then drink about a fifth of vodka and go to bed.
I honestly see that, except for the beating part, being true.
You think I drink testosterone?
I don't know what you do. You've taken supplements before.
But testosterone is not like a supplement, dude.
Whatever.
Why? Do you think I need to be taking testosterone?
I don't know. It's your fault that you were lying the whole time when I asked you a question of what you do when you get home.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do today.
You're the one that lied.
Usually when I get home, I just chill, get on my computer, hang out with people in the living room, make some food, drink some water. You know, maybe go call my mom or my dad in the backyard. Maybe go to the grocery store, do some grocery shopping. That's what I did yesterday. Got home and I went down to the grocery store. Yeah. Fun stuff. Really fun stuff. And then I played Yakuza with Christian. Today's plan is when I get home, we're going to go to a sake store, get some sake, then come back and drink it while playing Yakuza, and then watch the Takashi Miike Yakuza movie that he made based on the game. So I forgot. Have you seen Ichi the Killer?
Not yet. But I saw a movie directed by that guy that I didn't like that much. It was
he's made like over 100 movies.
I think it was called Thirteen Assassins. Sorry,
he's made so many movies. So
it was all right. I don't know. It just felt for some reason. I don't know. It felt very bland actiony kind of.
He made an Ace Attorney movie too.
I'd love to see that.
So he's made a lot of video game movies. So he made the one about Yakuza, and he made one about Ace Attorney.
I'd love to see Ichi the Killer, though.
It's very good. You've said it's very good.
It's amazing.
And like I told you about the semen in the beginning, it's actually his semen.
So I have seen this movie before. I've only seen the opening shots, but I remember being up in my room and Daniel telling me that fact about it, and like... he's like, did you know this is some dude's cum? I think he looked it up on YouTube or some shit.
It's real cum. Like the title sequence has cum dripping on it and like under like a black light, and it's his cum.
Good for him, man.
I know. We got to start figuring out ways to put our cum in more super mega content.
Do you think there's... Wait, I have a question. Does cum need to be censored? Like if we're like, hey guys, this is a cup of our cum, and we just showed the cup of cum, would the cum need to be censored?
Yeah, probably, because I feel like it's the implications of what it, like necessarily the image itself. If you didn't know it was cum, you know, it's not necessarily offensive, but once
a cup
you know,
of piss is fine.
I don't know. See, that's
or a cup of poop is probably fine. I'm assuming.
Cup of poop. The implications behind what it is what makes it.
A cup of breast milk, I'm assuming, would be fine as well.
Yeah, but that's beautiful, Ryan. That's beautiful. That comes from a woman's body.
It's not the same as us saying it's a cup of vaginal secretion, you know?
Yeah, see, that'd have to be censored.
Would it?
Probably.
I don't know.
I mean, most people would probably want that to be censored.
I understand that. But, like, what's the purpose of censoring cum?
So... because if people zoom in on the cum close enough, they can actually steal my genetic information.
Yeah.
They can take screenshots of it and then use my DNA.
When you censor, I understand the censoring of a cock, you know, a dick, a penis.
Well,
a Johnson.
Cum is so intimate, dude, because cum comes from an orgasm.
True.
You know, so it's like it's very, the implications behind cum are like, you know.
Yeah, it's not like it just leaks out or like, could you imagine if instead like, every now and then, just like how women have their periods, if guys just like came in their pants for like a solid 3 to 4 days, it was just like, sorry, we got to empty out these unused loads.
That's what happens when you don't jerk off. Well, you get those nocturnal emissions.
Yeah, that is. I mean, yeah, it does work in that way. I forget the name for them. What are they?
Wet dreams.
Yeah.
You forget the word wet dreams.
I did, because I barely have them.
I've had wet dreams like 3 times in my life. And they're never sexual.
It's probably like... once or twice, honestly.
They're never sexual. That's the weird thing. Most wet dreams aren't sexual.
It's probably because I'm running on empty.
Come reviews. I had my first wet dream was I was, hey mom, what's up? I know you're listening to this.
I thought you were starting. I was like, what? I thought you started the dream. Was like, so my first wet dream started like this. I was like, hey mom, what's up?
No. I was at a desk doing paperwork, and then I just came, and that was my first wet dream, but it wouldn't be my last.
I remember it's gonna sound weird. Well, it is weird. It's a dream. I think my first, like one of my first sexual dreams was back when I was a kid, and Hannah Montana was one of the big Disney shows.
Nice.
And I remember there just being a dream where Hannah Montana herself was driving, like, I was outside of my house, and randomly all of a sudden she pulls up in one of those, one of those cars that Riley Reid masturbated in? The little ones, the little children cars?
Yeah.
She drove up in one of those and was like, hey, I'll let you see me naked. I'm like, what? Yeah, just follow me. And she started, like, driving away, and the whole dream was me, like, trying to catch up, but every time she turned a corner, she would be, like, a mile ahead.
Damn.
Be like, no!
Damn, that's
I want to see what a naked person looks like.
That's crazy, dude.
I know. The mind of when was this? This was back before we moved. I want to say I was in 4th or 5th grade or some shit like that.
I have this one recurring dream that is kind of ridiculous at this point, how frequently I have it, where I'm like, it has to mean something. Like, but I don't want to wait. I don't want to go to a dream analyst because I feel like that's just dumb.
Yeah.
But I keep having this one dream probably twice a week for the last 6 months. And that's never happened to me before. And it's not like a weird dream. It's just I'm back in high school and it's the last day of high school and it's like the last period. And I'm like, I'm done with school. Like, I'm done with school. And then I say bye to my friends and then I walk to the bus and then I miss the bus. And I have that dream like twice a week.
I have legitimately missed the bus on multiple occasions.
Shit, it sucks.
Every
yeah.
time. There'd be times where I'd be like walking down being like, every time the bus was like 5 minutes early and there's nothing I guess the bus can do about it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, my thing was, you know, where I went to school was pretty far drive from where I lived. So if I missed the bus, I'd have to be like, shit, I got to call my dad. Oh, he's going to have to drive all the way out here.
I think that's for any kid, really. Not too many kids would walk home, at least in my schools. I mean, you had them, but it was always like a neighborhood that was just across the street. But most neighborhoods were like miles away from the school.
I rode the bus all the way throughout high school. I never had a car in high school because all the other kids I knew, their parents were like, here's a car.
Me, my junior year, I got a Volkswagen Jetta.
Damn.
See, 2003, baby.
My parents made me a deal. They said, if you want to save up for a car, we'll help you match it, which I should have done, but I never did. So I literally, I think I was one of the last people in, I think I was like one of the only two people in my entire senior class that still rode the bus. Everybody drove and rode with friends.
Were you a loser? You were with all the freshmen and sophomores?
Dude, I was the king of the back of the bus.
All those mouth breathing fuckers.
Well, I'd go to the back of the bus, bro. That was my domain. No one would sit with me.
No.
Right? Not because I was uncool. Because
you were
seriously. Not because I was uncool, but because I just, you know, I was the big boy on the bus.
You radiated confidence with that classic. You sat up there with your Matt Watson smirk and you were like
the classic smirk, and I was the big boy on the bus. People didn't want to fuck with the big boy on the bus.
One of the tallest kids in the school, honestly. Well,
actually, what's funny is my bus driver was this old white dude. Forgot it. I never knew his name. But he had like four outfits. One of them was...
He drove you every day and you can't even remember his name?
No,
I even remember my bus driver's name.
I remember my other bus driver's name.
Her name was legitimately Miss Daisy.
No way.
Yeah. She drove all of us around, Miss Daisy.
And Miss Daisy was driving?
Yeah.
So you're being driven by Miss Daisy?
Yeah.
Nice.
She was super sweet.
I had a bus driver that sold candy. That was just like a cardboard box.
I don't think they should be doing that.
I don't think they're allowed to be selling
edibles to kids.
Well, they had a cardboard box of just a lot of candy. And I remember I could give
it's
her
a
like
hustle.
$2 and get like a Snickers bar.
It's a decent hustle, I guess.
I remember but you weren't allowed to eat it on the bus. And
Fuck
also you weren't allowed to have headphones on. Don't know what the fuck.
That's the same thing. Like, we weren't allowed to listen to music sometimes.
Why?
I don't understand that.
What's the fucking point? Don't you want
no
the kids to shut up?
To be used on the bus.
Like, I actually, the bus driver.
That was
over.
Only one, like, substitute bus driver that had that rule for some stupid fucking reason.
Well, the bus driver, the old white guy I had senior year and junior year, he didn't really like me and my friend that much because someone had, like, smeared around, like, a PB&J sandwich once. Near the back of the bus.
Blamed it on you?
Yeah, it wasn't me, but he thought it was me. In fact, I was napping when it happened. But basically, he yelled at me for it, and I was like, that wasn't me. He's like, hmm. And then one day, my friend was on the bus.
Did you cut up a lot? Is that why he thought it was you?
Yeah, I cut up a lot. I was always cutting up in class.
Yeah.
And on the bus. He couldn't stop me. I
know. You have a history of it.
I was the big boy on the bus.
You had to always show your dominance in some fashion, whether that means pantsing your sister at a very...
Oh, I didn't pants her. I lifted her skirt up.
It's essentially
in front of
the same thing.
It's probably worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
But my friend stuck his head out the window while we were going over a bridge, and the bus driver just like, the second we get off the bridge, just pulls over, and I was like, oh, and he just gets up and starts walking to the back of the bus, and everyone's like silent, and he comes back, he's like, I'll tell you what! You stick your damn head out the window, you're going to get decapitated. And then I just yelled and then went. And he always would pull over to yell at this one kid.
Did he accidentally spit on you? Excuse me.
I purposely spit on me.
A little more gently. Come on.
Yeah. Whoa. The sound proofing's kind of getting a little crooked. If that falls, I'm gonna be furious.
Well, if it falls, it would hurt me.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna keep it there.
But God, the bus was. Did I ever tell you about the one bus driver I had who, like, if she smelled perfume, she was like in a chemical fire, and if she smelled perfume or deodorant, she'd like violently start hacking her lungs up and like pull over and like run off the bus. And throw up everywhere.
Would you purposely like walk by and go tss?
No, but she'd start coughing. Her name was Sheila, and she always wore these big oversized t-shirts that would be like a cross but made out of drumsticks, and it'd be like the Rock Band font and say "Stick with Jesus," like shirts like that. And basically she'd be driving and then she'd smell like cologne, like turn it off. And she would say turn it off for some reason.
Turn it up.
And then one time she smelled something, like pulled the bus over and just ran outside and like threw up outside the bus. And she came back in and was like, I was in a chemical fire and my lungs are scarred and I can't smell that stuff. And then one time she started doing it and someone was like, it's a banana. It's a banana. And she was like screaming to like close it and like get rid of it. And they were like, it's a banana, Sheila. And then she had to run off the bus again. Wild, wild, wild stuff.
Sheila doesn't like perfume or bananas.
I was not the big boy of the bus on that bus, though. That was one of those buses that so many kids rode that it was always three people per seat, which was the worst.
See, I had a lot of misadventures on the bus. I had a kid that would hide condoms in my backpack to try to get me in trouble with my parents.
Damn.
Because then they'd find a condom in my backpack.
Damn, dude. That's like, that's mean.
Yeah. His name was Ryan, too.
Damn, I did get bullied on the bus by one kid.
He was one of those guys that, like, it was in, I guess it was, I want to say, seventh. He was one of those kids that's like, yeah, I've had sex so much. Yeah, I'm going to, I got my dingle sucked, you know, how kids are.
Yeah, dude.
He was just bragging a lot. And me being a good little Christian boy, I was like, I've never kissed a girl. I've never seen any of that. He's like, huh, really?
Well, let me tell you about it.
Well, how about this? And he hands me a condom, and I'm like,
no, I don't think I'll need it.
Like, it felt like to me that was like a big moment, like it was like declining a cigarette. Like, it really felt like
God was proud of you.
Well, it felt like in that moment, declining the condom meant like I was declining sex, like I had any means to do that at the time.
I'm good.
I know if I had it, I'd use it tonight because, I mean, come on, I'm me. But yeah, I'm gonna give all y'all. I look around the bus and I look at all the men. I'm gonna give all the boys. Sorry, I'm gonna give all y'all a head start. I'm gonna give myself, let's say, until I'm 19 to fornicate with a woman. Y'all have until then. After that, it's done for y'all.
Because you start having sex with every woman in the state.
Yeah, it's just like. It's kind of like a ripple effect. Once I pleased one woman, she would tell another woman. And then she wouldn't be able to be satisfied by her husband or boyfriend or brother or whoever.
Well, it was South Carolina.
Yeah.
She'd go, Ryan, please, I heard from this girl that you satisfied her this good. And she was screaming and squirting out of her pussy.
And she squirted out of her nose, Ryan.
Were you 19? Was that when it happened?
When I first had sex? Yeah, I was
19. Same, bro.
It was
high five.
I don't want to give too much information. It was... Just with a coworker. Just a coworker who, yeah, that's it.
When I lost my virginity, it really was, afterwards, I was like, huh, so that was sex.
That's how I felt.
I thought it was going to be, like, this big, like, way cooler thing, and then I was like, oh.
It was interesting.
It was interesting. That's a good way to put it. I was like, so that's sex.
But I don't know. For some reason, I think I had, it was more of an impact when I, like, first made out with a girl. I was like,
yo,
whoa,
this
is epic. When I first had sex, I mean, it was epic, but I feel like sex becomes better the more experience you get.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
I don't think anyone really has a good first time.
Unless you're, I mean, you know, have you seen those porn videos where it's like a porn star will fuck like a fan?
Dude, those are my favorite. there's one that was on years ago. It was one of the top posts on r/cringe. And real quick, look at this weird knot I just tied with my drawstring.
Damn,
on my shorts. That's pretty cool, right?
That's epic.
It's like a chain. That's but really nice. She fucks, like this guy wins a contest to I think on a date, fuck his favorite porn star.
Doesn't he come in like 2 seconds?
Yeah, he's a virgin. She basically like touches his penis, like stop, 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 and he just like blows all over himself while she's like sitting there like to the side. God, what a good video! I highly recommend everybody go watch that if you're over the age of 18. It's very funny.
Yeah,
and they go out for drinks and like they go to a restaurant and God, I feel bad for the dude, but also what a fucking awesome day, right? Well, the first thing he does, so he's like never seen a girl naked or anything. The first thing he does when she gets naked is he just immediately goes for like starts sucking her toes and like licking her foot. Like he's like,
dude, if I was a virgin, I'd go straight for the big salamis on her.
I'd go for the big salamis and the cooter.
Exactly.
That's
the cooter.
A good word. That's a good word that's not used enough. That's an
like
underappreciated
cooter or
word.
Snatch.
Snatch, slit, gash, cooter. It's a lot of good words. Charcuterie board,
minge
is it's very like British Irish word.
Munch
good.
On some of that minge.
Munch
you know?
On some minge, bro.
Hey, who's got some minge I can munch on, mate?
I got some minge, bro.
Hey, mate, who's got some minge I can munch on, mate?
Guys, put your favorite
munchy minge. Sounds like a Let's player.
Hey guys, it's munchy minge. Minge applier. Next, guys,
and I'll munch you in the next video.
That
instead of
the bias. What, guy, people from different regions and countries, let us know what your favorite local term for pussy is in the comments below.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you guys got some crazy ones wherever you're from.
And if you can, type it out in Braille.
What do they call it in South Africa?
Type it out in Braille, Ryan?
You can type in Braille.
I know.
Which I don't know why that's a thing. Because
like, why would so? Like, I don't think that anyone who actually legitimately uses Braille is listening to the Super Bowl. Unless they are.
Well, you don't need visuals. I'm sure there are blind people that listen to it.
And they
podcast.
Have keyboards where they, I can't remember where I saw it, whether it was on Reddit or Twitter or something, but it was showing a Braille keyboard and how differently kind of like an alphabet works for them or talking or typing works for them. Because it's, you know how we have so many keys. They just have like, I don't want to lie. It's like five. It looks like five keys, honestly, that they go around typing.
What? How do blind people find the Braille? That's always been a big question for me.
I'm assuming hopefully they have someone with them. Maybe. I don't know.
But wouldn't that person just be able to tell them what that room is?
That is true.
You know?
Like, how do you just happen upon Braille?
Because think about how small Braille usually is on a door. Like, are they just hoping a blind person stumbling around? Like, oh, bathroom. There it is.
I guess. I mean, they have a cane so they can get around. If someone's like, it's down the hall and to the left, they're going to take their cane and go down the hall until they find a left. And then they're going to be like, okay, here's an opening. That's the male restroom. All right.
I am very, actually, I'm very curious if we have any blind listeners and, if when they comment, they use a Braille keyboard.
Yeah, I'd be interested too. Although we would have a lot of liars.
Oh, I'm blind.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Deaf.
I think so too.
100%.
I think so. Yeah.
I would not want to live in darkness, dude.
Yeah.
I think it's mainly because
the blind listeners out there, like, thanks.
No. But, well, it's. I feel like it's different because I've lived 26 years of my life with sight. Some people are born blind and they can't imagine what sight, you know, would be. I feel like there's a lot more taken away from someone who's lived with it for decades.
Yeah. Also, blind people that are listening, what type of like, I want to know what is it? I don't think it's not just black, right? It's got it like, is it like white? Is it black? Is it static?
I'm always interested in like because blind people dream, but since they can't visualize what things look like.
I imagine they can, though, after, like, I imagine feeling something, you're able to visualize what it looks like, and obviously it will never be exact.
But you can't have a picture perfect of, like,
right.
The gloss, the material, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm being a dick right now.
Well, I want to know,
you can see kind of, but you can't really see.
You'll never really see the details that we can see.
No,
sorry.
But I'm interested more on like how the visualization works when it comes to dreams. And I know there's a YouTube video and stuff on Reddit that I'll probably look up after this, but
actually what I wonder is, so, you know, when I shut my eyes and I visualize a color in my head, I can see that color, right? Technically I'm not seeing that color, but like,
well, your eyes are looking, your eyes are always open. They're looking at the back of your eyelids.
Right. But in my imagination, if I imagine blue, like I could see it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
If you're blind, like, can you, like, I guess you could still see colors in your head, right?
You don't know what color is which. you wouldn't know what blue is, right?
Because I wonder if, like, if you're blind, if you still, you know, because when I shut my eyes, it just kind of looks like static and colors.
But that's what I'm saying. For them, like, just imagine not having eyeballs. Like, your eyeballs can't, your eyes aren't reacting to anything. Like, you're at, your eyes right now, you see static and all that because I think there's, yeah, you're looking at your eyelids and you're pressing down on them.
Oh, dude, if you, it is very fun if you press on your eyelids and you kind of just go through, like, another dimension for a second.
What I used to do as a kid, I used to, like, do this and then...
Oh, dude, if you rub your... It feels so good.
Dark. Like, my dad rubs his eyes like this sometimes. And I guess I'm not at that age yet, but I remember whenever he does this, I'd hear, like, a... it's like a squeaky moistness. Like, I'm like, I wish I could get that noise in there.
God, I wish I could...
aren't moist.
I wish I could rub my eyes and have them make little squishies. Let me see if I can do it up close to the mic. Nope, no squishy.
No.
Damn. We've really run out of ideas for things on this podcast, 206 episodes.
Yeah.
But that was a, just kidding, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to go maybe...
Go ride a bus?
Yeah.
Oh, we can't ride a bus.
COVID, fuck. Well, we could go play Army Men. I got a couple... I got some Army Men in my car.
Okay.
We can go down to the park down the street and play Army Men.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have to get there before the, like, you know, that group comes. Because usually they come with all their kids and shit.
Yeah. And they bring their Army Men, too. And yeah, we don't stand a chance. Would you, we should do an Army Men series on the channel where we just go to parks and play with Army Men. Like, set up little fights.
There's a game I used to love playing just because it's the idea of being tiny was called Sarge's War for the GameCube.
I have some of the Game Boy Advance ones on my arcade machine.
Sarge's War or whatever?
Mm-hmm. The Army Men game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to play on your little cabinet.
You got to come over and play on my cabinet, bro.
I will. Maybe I'll do it right now. I won't, though.
Just going to drive straight over to my house.
I won't.
Surprise Christian.
He would be surprised.
Yeah. He would be surprised, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Surprised to see you.
Would he be?
He'd go, oh, hey, Ryan. He started streaming, too.
It's Ryan again.
He's been streaming Dark Souls.
Has he?
Just beat Dark Souls 3 on his stream.
Did he?
He's good, yeah. He's been streaming.
So you got two streamers in your house now.
Yeah.
Might be a third one soon.
Maybe about to be a third one. Yeah, I might have to start streaming soon. Streaming and creaming. So I'm going to call all my streams. Streaming and creaming volume 66.
What's up? It's Christian.
Hey, guys.
He just discovered that voice is him.
And really?
he was like,
wait, you motherfucker, that's me?
And I was like, yeah, dude. And he's like,
what?
And I was like, you knew this. He's like,
no, I didn't. Fuck you. Yeah. What the F?
Hey, Ryan, well, I say we get going because I forgot to bring a bucket and a mop for that wet-ass pussy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.